Welcome to the Great Awakening Ministry. I am Minister and Yogini Joanne Lee. And on this week's show, we have Megan Solarglow. Megan has captured the social media spotlight with her viral videos showcasing her dowsing rod work. She's known for asking our higher selves, spirit, and various deities about wide-ranging topics and receiving answers through the dowsing rods. She has amassed over 500,000 followers on Instagram and 400,000 followers on TikTok. Megan, also known as the Dowsing Rod Girl, provides dowsing rod sessions, Reiki energy healing sessions, oracle card sessions, and psychic development sessions. In this show, we teach you all about what the dowsing rods are, and we ask wonderful questions at the end.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Wow. Oh, Megan, I just would like to welcome you to the Great Awakening Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. It's just wonderful. All the things that you're doing and all of the people that you've amassed on, you know, with your videos and helping so many people. Absolutely fantastic.
Thank you. I so appreciate it.
Yeah. And so, honestly, I've just got to say, I have dowsing rods that, you know, I've used. Yeah. For me. And I was doing some research, and dowsing rods, they are so mysterious. Not many people know what they are because they're so mysterious. And there was evidence of the practice dating back 8,000 years ago based on ancient African cave paintings, which depict the technique and then documented usage as a tool for finding water and minerals was prominent in the 16th century Germany. So, Megan, please tell our audience, what are the dowsing rods, how do they work, and how can we use them to find life answers?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll just pull out my dowsing rod since we're here. Basically, there's a couple kinds. We have the two L-shaped rods, or the kind that I use. The other kind that's very common is it's a one stick shaped like a Y. And it's basically, there's for the L-shaped rods, there's a copper rod. This one has a wood handle and they just move freely within there. So I use them to connect to spirit, and they can open and close with yes, no answers. Or if you're looking for something, they can point you to where you're going. Or if you're looking for water, a lot of times they'll cross when you're standing over water. So
Wow. Yeah,
they've been around for a very long time. There's also bits in the Bible that people think might have been dowsing rods, like Moses finding water with his staff is a form of dowsing.
Of course. Yes. Wow. And you can find minerals, lost objects. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Just ask for where they're going. I think it was Queen Elizabeth I in like the 1600s had actually commissioned dowsers to go find various minerals. I want to say iron, but I don't remember exactly.
Wow. And of course, water, wells, they used to use it on their land.
Yeah, absolutely. People still use it today to find wells. Like, you just go out and you point to where you're going and look for water.
Wow, that is just so amazing. It's just, you know, and how do they work? So we're holding them. Tell us about how you can ask them, you know, specific questions and how to hold them and how to prepare yourself as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I get into this sort of meditative state where I'm connected to spirit, and it's been a tool for kind of clairvoyance development and psychic development. But essentially, spirit's using a little bit of your energy and it's helping to move the dowsing rods. So there might be like some muscle testing type activity happening to help move the rods. At least that's how I think of it. So I know a lot of people get really wrapped up like, oh my gosh, I can't move at all when I'm holding the dowsing rods. But sometimes that can actually stop them from moving. The intent is to allow your body to move them.
Beautiful. And then you're holding them, and then You've meditated, you've got into that beautiful state. And is it better to do it barefoot on the earth? I would have thought.
I actually haven't tried that. I imagine it
Really?
would be because you're a little more grounded.
Yes. And the energy of mother, the mother, would come in. And of course, the spirits and stuff were, I just feel that would be powerful. But how, so you sit, you hold them, and then you say, it's yes or no answers.
So I usually level set. Can you cross the rods for yes? Thank you. Can you open wide for no? And that sets the intention of the session. Like, this is how I want to be communicated with. And you can start asking questions from there. A lot of times when folks are just getting into dowsing, I suggest that they you ask some questions that they know the answer to, like, is my name Megan? Yes, thank you. And that helps really kind of level set and make sure they're working correctly for you.
Right, because sometimes they might go out for yes, or they might be different. It's different for everyone, isn't it? It's about their own
Absolutely.
energy. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you actually, I tend to do it backwards from what is typical. If you just ask spirit, show me a yes, most of the time it's gonna go open and cross for no. I just happen to do it backwards.
Yeah. And how can it help us with our personal life? We can ask questions, because I've got some questions in a little while. Yeah, sorry, my
Yeah.
dogs are going crazy.
That's
Sorry,
awesome.
my dogs are going crazy. I'll edit that bit out, sorry. But I know that we can answer personal questions, and it I mean, we can, worldwide questions, spiritual questions, we can ask absolutely anything. And how does that help us in our personal life?
I use it a lot for if I'm like making a really big decision, you can start to ask questions like, is this in my highest and best good? Is this going to lead to this outcome versus this outcome? Is there one that's better for my learning and journey at this moment? There's all sorts of kind of ways to help with that. Also, if you have something lost, it can help you find lost things. I lose my TV remote quite a bit, and I use
Yeah.
these more than I care to admit to
Wow. Or
find it.
yeah, or your keys or earrings or something,
Exactly.
Wow. And it just picks up, because they're yours. Do you think it picks up on the energy of you? Your energy, having them things as well.
I think so, because that's like how you connect to the object, right? So that would kind of help you remember, even if it's in your subconscious, like where it was last.
Yeah, wow. And how does it do, like, water? Because soon I'll be buying some land, and
Yeah, I think so. Like, can you point me to the closest water source? I think it's behind me, which I think is where they're going. But yeah, you just ask it to point to you. And then if you want, if for some reason it's not pointing you in any direction, you can start walking up and down your land and just say cross when you cover all the water.
wow, brilliant. And that's when you start digging. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so cool. And that's like for and what about for treasures and things like that? For metals.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Just you try and imagine it in your mind and ask it to point you to where you're going and head that way and see what comes up.
Wow, it's just so absolutely amazing, honestly. And I've got quite a few questions, but let's do that later on, because I
Okay.
know that you are just not a douse. I mean, you're called the dowsing girl. And
Yeah.
you have amassed such a massive following online. It's so wonderful. And do you get all the people coming in and asking you all the questions? Do they email you all the questions, and you just, like, go through it? It's so beautiful to do that and help them.
Thank you. Yeah, I actually have sort of two methods. So I have this form online where people can submit questions. I think my backlog of questions is like 47,000 questions long. Yeah, it's insane.
Wow. Oh,
But then for personal readings, I'll have people like write out their questions ahead of time and then they just read them through the session and we kind of go through them. But yeah, the things people want to know are incredible to me. And they're so creative. Like, I don't know that I could come up with most of these questions on my own. And there's things in there that I don't know about that I'm asking about and getting answers to. And I'm like, I have no idea. And then I'll go look it up later and figure out, oh, that actually makes a lot of sense for what the rods had said.
wow. And then you're learning as well. Because it's all coming from spirit, isn't it? It's just a form of, like, well, asking the mediums,
Exactly.
asking, it's another way, isn't it, to for the spirit and for spirit to come in and to give us them accurate answers, because it's just like it's like the pendulum as well.
Exactly, same mechanism. Actually, some people, if you struggle with dowsing rods, I recommend people try the pendulum because some people do better with the pendulum over the rods and vice versa. So try both because very similar idea though.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. And you know, what is it? What is spirit? Spirit is our higher self. It's God, goddess. It's, you know, or any different deity, because there's only one source, one creator, which is, you know, all different through all different religions and traditions. But you know, and because our higher self, that's a part of the oneness of God of in heaven, isn't it? So, you know, we're getting all of that information, and that it's just amazing. I mean,
I
phenomenal.
love it. Have you tried the dowsing rods or the pendulum before?
Many times, many times. Yeah, many
I
times.
love it.
So, but if they come, why sometimes if you say, you know, will I receive this in this time? And sometimes that doesn't happen. Why is that?
Sometimes it depends. It could be maybe you're talking to an entity that didn't really know. It could be that timelines have shifted or energy has shifted or some sort of decision making has moved to kind of move away from where that would have happened. And sometimes it's, I find spirit has a really hard time communicating time. So if you're saying, like, I'm going to find something in the next week and you don't, that really could mean the next year because time translation to spirit is just so wonky.
Well, in spirit, there is no time. It's only the now.
Exactly. Which is why I think they struggle to translate that to 3D because it doesn't make sense, right?
It doesn't exist. They don't understand that. They're only working
Yeah.
in the present moment all the time.
Yeah,
Wow.
exactly.
Wow. That's just a phenomenal. It's absolutely amazing. And I just would like to just ask you a little bit about your other sessions, because I know that you do dowsing rod sessions, yeah, for people. But also from the beautiful Reiki. Tell us a little bit about that, your Reiki sessions, because
UK House Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
The cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Spiritual healing, isn't it? How, you know, we're all healers. We can all use the energy of spirit come through us, you know, and heal others and give that out to the world and everything. So how does that work with your Reiki sessions?
Yeah. So I would call it just sort of a traditional Reiki session. I do a distance. So preparing, a lot of times I'll use crystals to kind of help direct the energy. So if we're looking to build more confidence, I'll grab like a tiger's eye or like a really soothing energy, like a rose quartz. So I like to use the crystals in conjunction with the Reiki energy, but the Reiki energy really works on its own. It goes where it needs to go. And a lot of times it's just spirit saying, okay, this is what needs to happen. And I don't really even necessarily have to do much. It just works.
Just works well. And you're channeling in that. You're channeling that into, you know, giving that healing to the other person. If it's a person, you know, they are feeling that, aren't they? It's like, that's so beautiful. And it's like your higher self to their higher self.
Exactly. I love that.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. Wow, that's amazing. I know that, you know, we all have these, well, I believe that, you know, we're in a time of awakening and it's fastening up. You know, I really do. And it's like so many people's gifts are coming online now, you know, and they are realizing that we're all healers. We have to become the healed healer. You know, we have to go through what we've got to go through to heal ourselves. And then, you know, we can give that out to others, and we can give out even just giving it out through the chakras of the hands, you know, coming down like that is so powerful, because we can give that out to the world and help elevate, you know, isn't it?
Absolutely. That like so perfectly describes it. I love it.
Yeah. We can give that out and help elevate the whole energy of the world. And don't think that you can't do that.
Absolutely.
Everyone can, can't they?
Yeah, dowsing rods or Reiki, anybody can do it. You just have to sit down, meditate, practice, and it comes on more naturally. I think a lot of times people will see like people, practitioners online, myself, you, whoever it is, and they'll be like, wow, this is like so incredible. Why doesn't mine work like that? And it's because of that time development. Like I've spent the time practicing and developing. And so don't ever like get yourself down if you don't feel like it's not there. It's there. It just takes time.
It does. And it's the same with like meditation. You know, now I've been meditating for years and years and years, but now I go into that beautiful white divine love light energy almost immediately comes down. And it's just so powerful. But it's taken me many, 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 many years, you know, to be in that place. So, but it's just possible for everyone to feel that beautiful energy and to use that for healing on themselves, on their animals, on their beautiful loved ones, you know, and to give that out to the world, because we're all here to help the world, aren't we?
Yeah, the answer is always love, and I feel like it always comes back to that, and people tend to forget that, but we always need more love in the world. Like there's never too much of it.
That's right. That's so beautiful. That's so true. And it's that love energy, isn't it, that can heal the pain, you know, in the cells. It vibrates on a higher level, you know, so the pain can't be there, because that's the higher level of vibration that comes in. That's the same with our bodies, isn't it? When we're vibrating on that higher level, you know, we've gone into a different timeline, a higher vibrational timeline, where that suffering or that pain can't exist, because that was in a different place. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Well, even in like your meditations, you can even do that to yourself. Like take yourself to that hall of healing, the crystalline lake, the palace, whatever it is. And just, I love going to that place in meditation just for myself to heal, because it just feels so good.
That's right. Bathing in that, it's like that bliss. And I'm telling you, I know that when you start getting them photons of light, you know, love light energy from source that come into your body, it heals every cell of your body. It keeps you young. It heightens you. It's just, there is no other really stronger way of healing than that, that we don't have. Is there?
I totally agree. Yeah.
You know, that's it. That's all there is. You know, you can look for it out there in the 3D for all the different ways. You know, you can help your body through herbs and through, you know, all different ways and food and things like that. But I believe the divine love light energy, the photons coming into your body, is the most powerful healing, spiritual healing.
I totally agree.
Yeah, it's just phenomenal. It really is. It really is. We need more people to go within and to find that light and to give that love light energy out to, you know, the world and everyone else. Becomes infectious then, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's easier to like make somebody smile and pass it on than it is to like why would you want to make somebody cranky? That's no fun, because then they crank right back at you and nobody's happy.
Exactly. That's so true. It's so beautiful. And wow. It's just so beautiful. And what about, can you just tell us about, you know, performing our inner worlds, inner work, healing ourselves? You think that because of past lives, so when we're healing ourselves, we are also healing, because I know that you love to talk about past lives. So we're healing them other lives, aren't we? Because it's all down the lineage. It's all down the lineage. Because I believe, like, sometimes we couldn't do the things or the one divine mission. Like, you have, you're living your life purpose, your divine mission of being the dowsing girl. But maybe many, many lives you tried to do that, and you wasn't, it wasn't the right time. It wasn't, you had to learn all them different things from all them different lives for this life today, now. For you.
Actually, one of the pieces of healing that I've gone through, I think in past lives, I've actually been prosecuted for this sort of work and probably killed for it. And so, one of the things, especially early on, was just finding my voice in like this work. And it's coming, like, it's still, I think I still have some throat chakra healing to go through, but like the fact that I'm like speaking publicly to you, to all sorts of people, I think is repairing some of that past life damage. And people, I think, don't realize a lot of times that that woundage can carry on through lives. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. I know I'm supposed to be here, but getting to the part where I was healed enough to be able to do this and like be comfortable and be happy doing it took a long time.
It took many lives, I believe. I had my past life done in Australia once, and the lady said, you know, she saw me running through as a priestess in the Avalon in England, and running through the forest, and the, you know, the men, they murdered me, because in this life, that's why this life is so relevant, because in this life they're not going to kill us for it. They can't kill us for speaking our truth, for you know, doing and completing our divine mission and of being of service to humanity. Because yeah, in the Inquisition and in them times, women were, weren't they?
Absolutely. And I think that comes back to it. We're seeing the divine feminine come back into her power. And so I think there's going to be less fear of that going forward, especially because there's so much, I think, widespread trauma around persecution and being able to speak out as women. I think that's collective healing that humanity is going through right now.
Definitely. I feel that as well. And I feel that, you know, some are collectively healing, and some are, you know, we're going through a collective dark night of the soul as well,
Yes.
which is really wonderful, because you have to go through that dark night of the soul. You have to face your shadow. You have to go through and do the things and come out of your comfort zone, the things that scare you the most, you know, and show yourself. It's like, it's so important. It's so important to do that, because that's how we move and that's how we bring heaven on earth, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, and I find too, it's how like to bring some of that confidence back out. Like, I feel like I've been going through this sort of dark night of the soul for the last couple months, and it's always this question of, am I just making this up? But then I'll go into a client session and I'll tell them something about themselves that I have no business knowing. I don't look people up, so I wouldn't know. And I'm like, oh, I can't just like pull this out of nowhere. I can't just like make this up. And it's like this confirmation and validation that, oh no, I'm not just making this up. But there's still that shadow of doubt of, well, this isn't like physically here. It's not widely accepted. Am I making it up? But I'm not. Do you know
No,
what I mean?
I know. Yeah, that's true. And did you go through any trauma in your early childhood life? Because many people,
Absolutely.
you know, who have these wonderful spiritual gifts, one for one so young as yourself, Sometimes it takes many, many years, for us to finally live out our divine mission, in our life. But yeah, so you went through trauma.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't say it was anything atypical, like parents got divorced, one parent was absent, that kind of thing. And so kind of that grief of the one parent very early on. I feel like I'm still grieving that parent. They're still on earth, but that kind of thing.
Yeah. And through that's what it's the suffering, the contrast changes us and moves us. Otherwise we wouldn't move. We wouldn't persevere. You wouldn't have picked up the rods. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
We would have stayed where we were, so we've got to bless that suffering. We've got to
Yeah.
bless that, it's so important. And then we have to make peace with it.
Absolutely. And that's hard. It takes a lot of work, and like there's always pieces of you that sort of come back to it at various points because there's different aspects of that trauma that you need to learn from, even if you didn't get it the second time or the first time or the 12th time. There's always something different about it to come back to.
Yes, there's always something you think you've learned, and that's why we think, oh, I'm awakened, or I'm evolved. No, it's an evolutional journey that goes on forever, and we're always healing again and again and again, and we're always evolving higher and higher and higher. It's just, isn't it?
Absolutely. Like, what is it? As above, so below, as within, so without. You're always going through this sort of life, birth, death, recycling of seasons, all of that. It comes and it goes, it ebbs and it flows, and it always brings us back to where we're at.
Beautiful, beautiful. And that's amazing that you felt that about your past life.
Yeah, absolutely. It takes the right circumstances and perhaps the right life contract or agreement or whatever it is to come down and say, I'm going to focus on this. But then, even coming into your human life, you still have to be willing to carry that out. And a lot of people, I think, spend their whole lives just trying to avoid what they came here to do. And it's kind of sad, but you're going to learn it eventually. So I there's been this sort of theme recently of, you got to go through it. You can't go around it or under it. Not going on a bear hunt song. I don't know if you know that one, but yeah, you got to keep pushing forward. You got to move through it.
You
It
got to
can be
persevere.
hard, but
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. And you can't give up, you never give up. And if you get knocked down, then you just rise up again and you carry on because, your dream, everyone has to have a dream. And if you persevere and, purify yourself and become a channel like you have done, you're the channel, and then spirit will come and bestow upon you your gift.
Absolutely. Well, and spirit's always there too. Like, even if you don't feel like it, even if you're waiting for that gift, spirit is with you and there all the time.
Do you speak to spirit?
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
I know, but like it, when you're not even doing the dowsing, do you have that connection? So do
I
I.
do.
Yeah.
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 I love Archangel Michael as one of my guides, so he's the one I'm typically talking to most of the time, but there's quite a few of them.
Yeah, me too. And I'm always praying and talking to them. And, it's just, and I think that when we have that communication and that connection, that's when they can come through us and help us. That's when they can give you the truth and to the questions and the correct answers because you've asked them in, because you believe, that's what, and because you have that, you've made that connection for them to bestow that upon you. Yes.
Well, absolutely. And put in the time to learn the language of how they're communicating with you. Like, you can talk to them all day long, but if you haven't sat down to listen, to understand, they'll be telling you things, but you don't always necessarily hear what's happening. And so to put in that time to learn, that's huge.
That's right. And they can communicate with us in so many different ways.
Yeah, absolutely. I love one of the ones I always tell people is if you're looking for a sign, ask for something really weird. And I always tell people, ask for a purple elephant. And I had this very funny experience where I had like just told a client this a few days before, and I was like looking for a sign for something, and spirit sent me a purple elephant. I was like, it was the most random, like weird thing, because I don't usually ask for that because I tell other people to. And it blew my mind. Oh,
Wow,
spirit
that's
showing up.
like total confirmation, just like boom. For people who are going through, suffering and hard times, just try and make that communication, isn't it? Open yourself and go into that quiet place and ask the divine, ask the angels, ask for that guidance and that help or the ancestors, and they will come in.
Absolutely. Well, and they're so open to like the different means of communication. Like, hey, can you make a noise in my right ear or something like that? Or hey, can you show me a coin on the ground or whatever it is? However you communicate that, they're usually pretty open to receiving that and helping talk to you that way because they want to talk with you, right?
When we think of them, it's divine love that brings them around us. So it's just beautiful. Oh, it's so lovely. And yes, and the last thing before we go on to the questions is, because please describe what you believe happens when we pass over the death, beautiful celestial process.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I've gathered through the rod sessions and through talking with people and just kind of my experience is when we pass, obviously our soul leaves the body. It doesn't necessarily go to the other side right away. I feel like it hangs around for like usually around 3 days or so, give or take. It's very flexible, but that seems to be about average. A lot of times those souls want to attend their funerals, visit people before they kind of move on to the other side. But then you kind of go to the other side. There's the Hall of Healing and the life review process. So you're going through this, what did I do? What did I miss? What could I have done differently? Kind of space. And then a lot of times it's just healing from that life. And for some reason, I've always gotten that healing process usually takes around 6 months or so of earth time. Of course, it varies. Like some souls that have had really traumatizing lives might take longer, or if it's been very easy, then maybe it's a little shorter. But then a lot of times, especially with like the mediumship readings that I end up doing, the things that they like to do on Earth are where they like to hang out in spirit. So I've had like grandpa fishing is very common, or like the dog in the field or on the beach, or this person was really social, so they still hang out at their same social clubs that they do just to see their people. And so that's usually what I find spirits doing. Actually, I had a grandma last week that was really into cooking, and so I think I saw her like making tortillas. That was like what she likes to do in spirit still. Not that they can eat or like get that same sort of feeling, but it's like the process and the energy that goes into it just feels very good and natural for them.
The familiarity of it brings them back to, that life. That's amazing, isn't it? And we go into our spiritual, into our energy body, into our light body, and wow, absolutely beautiful. And then that's one thing I'm going to ask as well. We can choose to come back or go on to higher other forms of celestial incredibleness, because it's not death, is it? The death, rebirth, death process. It's just going on to a different, a multi-dimensional, different realm.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the most common questions I get asked is what, like, do I need to not go into the light? Am I going to be forced to reincarnate? No, whatever you experience on the other side is what you choose to experience. So if you want to reincarnate, you absolutely can. A lot of people choose to because they realize once they're on the other side, like, oh, physical life is kind of fun. Like pizza, I will miss pizza. Don't put me. So just being able to like choose what you do, what you experience on the other side, you are the creator, you are God in part, and so you get to choose what happens and how you experience life.
Wow, that is just so amazing, because I did many videos with a professor who took 500 people who had NDEs, death experiences, and it was amazing because he said about the life review, and this really shocked me because he said they all said that it's not you don't you're not reviewed, you reviewed yourself.
Exactly. There's no judgment except you upon yourself.
Which is unbelievable. It's so profound. And they said that the most important things was how much joy did you give and how much love did you give? And it's so important. Your thoughts, feelings, words, and actions that you give out to people in life are not harmful, because even one can harm that person, but then it goes on to, and then that person will go and do it to another person, and then that person will go, and it's like a ripple effect. So you just, it's very important to try and make, be the masters of our thoughts and emotions, to make them more sacred and righteous.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's something so powerful too. Like if somebody comes to you with a bad day and are trying to make you angry, if you can stop your reaction, recognize what's happening, and turn the situation around and make their day better, suddenly that's going to explode the love energy as opposed to that negativity.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. Wow. I mean, and that's why all people should not be scared of passing over, of the death process,
Absolutely.
because our passed on loved ones will be there with their arms open, willing us to let go of the physical into the spiritual, and they'll be just egging us on, and it will just be the most beautiful. Wow. Yeah.
I love
Absolutely.
that.
I know, I know, I know. I just did a beautiful late with a lady who had an NDE, and she was waking up in heaven, and she wrote the book Waking Up in Heaven, and she was, when she was telling me about because she had that experience when she was 12 years old, and when she told me, she was, it was the most beautiful experience. She didn't want to come back, and it was the music her mother was playing in that room. She was in a coma when she was 12 years old, and it brought her back, and it was like she was crying. All them years ago, and she could feel that, that beautifulness of being in heaven. Wow.
It's incredible. I love reading those stories so much. They're always so just powerful. And you can like feel it come, like as you're reading it, it's very spiritually activating. You can tell it came from this spirit like energy.
Yeah, so beautiful. And you can tell it's absolutely, completely true. Her emotions, it's just, it's welling me up, Oh, and that's why we can, consciousness carries on, love never dies, and that's our biggest adventure, I believe.
I agree.
It's so
UK
beautiful.
House Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at a special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Absolutely amazing. So, right. Well, I've got some questions. I've got some questions for the dowsing rods about, and then I've just got a couple of personal questions at the end. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Oh, wow. It's just going to be so good. It's going to be so good. So.
Let me just double check who we're chatting with. I think I called him Michael, Archangel Michael. Yeah, he's here with us. Is that all right with you?
That is absolutely wonderful because that's one that's I pray to Archangel Michael every day.
Oh, he likes that.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. That is, thank you so much. So the first one, do all people have the divine flame of God Goddess within?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And is the meaning of life for people to spiritually evolve and ascend?
Yes, thank you. He says that's certainly one
Yeah.
option. Some people can choose other things, but that's generally
The
the
main
right
one.
one. Yes.
That is so beautiful. Look, that crossed like three times. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I don't even notice when it's doing it anymore most of the time because I'm so like
Tuned
in my
in.
head about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. And so also when we're talking about ascension, will all people ascend, go into their light body? Can some people when I know this, but I'd just like to have the answer.
Yeah.
Instead of dying, they can ascend in their light body while living.
Oh yeah, absolutely. He's twitching my wrist for that one. Yeah. It's like this almost nirvana state on earth in like your body. But yes, and then there's also the people that can go into their light body while awake and do like the astral projection type of thing. So yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. And did we, well, I believe, but I mean, I already know the answer to all of these questions, but it's just for the audience. Did Jesus ascend into his light body?
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
And that's what the resurrection, was, wasn't it? It was his ascension.
Yeah, it was. Oh, I'm getting chills on this one. So what I've discerned is those 3 days that he was in the cave, he was actually in a coma, but very much that near-death experience and going into your light body and then coming back. Yeah, I think it's sort of interesting because like as the Bible has written it, that sort of language didn't exist, and so it hasn't always kind of carried forward in history the same way because the language wasn't quite right, but
That's right.
that's
And also, Jesus, he spoke in parables, and I think that between the parables was the mystical, metaphysical, astronomical truth, of our other existence, Yeah.
exactly.
I mean, because the yogis, they go into their rainbow body, which is the light energy body. They can do that at will. It's
It's
crossing over.
incredible.
It's crossing
It's like, I'm just getting like this flavor of energy kind of coming in, and I haven't like sat with it very much, and I'm like, I want to go look at that more because it feels really, really good. Huh? Yeah. That's incredible.
Beautiful, beautiful. Can all people have the ability to touch God's divine love light energy during meditation?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And
And experience heaven too, if you want to.
experience heaven, because that's beautiful. That is, that's our true home. Heaven, our true home? Is heaven our true home?
Yes,
Oh.
absolutely.
Of course, of course, of course. And Is meditation one of the fastest ways to commune with the divine?
Yeah, absolutely.
Personally, personally.
Yes. One of the things I like to tell people too about meditation, a lot of times people sort of get stuck in their head that I have to go sit down and be quiet and devoid myself of thoughts to be able to meditate. But I think a lot of people sort of struggle with that. And so I like to do walking meditation. So I just go on a walk and just let whatever come. And so your body is moving in a way to help get your brain out of the way and your ego. And so you're not constantly like trying to, why am I thinking about my grocery shopping or this task I need to do? Like that can be very challenging when you're just sitting. And so try and find things that can help you flow. So it can be a walk. I like to garden and meditate, or even just mopping the floor can be a meditation. I know that sounds weird, but it works.
It's true. That's what the Buddhists say. Be mindful in every action, everything you do. And that just means being in the divine moment, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Beautiful. Can humanity raise their vibration and will peace be upon earth for us one day?
Yes. We're moving in that direction. It's coming. It's probably still at least a decade out, but sometime in the next 10 to 20 years, it feels like just calm on Earth. And that's going to be really uncomfortable for a lot of people. I can already feel like the uneasiness that comes with that, but it's really good space for people to figure out how to regulate and kind of ground. It's going to be a very like grounding forward time, it feels like.
Beautiful. I love that.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. I didn't know that. It's a
Yeah.
new one.
That's beautiful. That is so lovely. Oh,
Thank you.
honestly, Megan, it was just absolutely amazing and wonderful and very profound, to talk to you and to get your divine wisdom. And I just would like to say thank you so much for being this beautiful celestial channel and helping so many people with your dowsing rods.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me, and I'm excited to see you.
I know, I can't wait either. Thank you for being on the Great Awakening Show, and I can't wait to see you in California. So they said I'm going to be there, and I know I'm going to be there.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.